As if I'm just not busy enough. I know, it's crazy. Every Friday night, I host a special hour of the Kim Komando Show for WLS in Chicago. It's the latest tech news, tips, and of course, conversations with all great callers. Now, if you like what you hear, you can get this hour as part of the Kim Komando Show podcast on Team Apple. Just go to Apple Podcasts and search for Kim Komando Show. Team Android, you can listen as part of the Komando community. You want to sign up at community.komando.com. Now, enjoy the show. I always like to kick things off with something fun and interesting. And there's this guy by the name of Eric Beate. And he has an AirTag. Well, I should say he had an AirTag in his luggage during an Alaska Airlines flight. Well, it slipped out of his luggage somehow. Bummer. But weeks after the flight, Eric checked his Find My app, and he was just astonished to find that his AirTag wasn't just active, but had just been like crisscrossing the entire globe, logging 5 flights a day. So far, it's gone to 37 different cities, stops all across North America, Austin, Tucson, Vancouver, and he can see exactly where his AirTag is at. But he's not telling Alaska Airlines about this. Why? Because he's having a lot of fun because he's going viral. He's been using Flight Radar 24, by the way, to track his plane. You know, and speaking of, I just hate jokes about airplanes. Why? They just fly right over my head. Oh, yeah. Ouch. That was a bad one. And that happy note, I'm Kim Komando, America's beloved digital goddess, here with you once again. You've just tapped into the best show, the biggest show, the most trusted show about all things digital. And you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. And you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top stations throughout the United States. You can find us as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial-free over at komando.com. And also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And I need 2 things from each and every one of you. Number one, just tell one person about the show. It's the easiest. It's the best way. It's the fastest way for us to grow the show. And number two, tell me what you want more of, what you'd like to know more about. Head over to komando.com and hit that link that says email Kim. All right. Every single day, I go to at least 35 different websites to make sure we're both up to date on what's going on in the tech universe. And here are 5 things that you need to know right now. We're going to start with Google and ChatGPT. See, when ChatGPT arrived in late November 2022, Google went totally into panic overdrive. I don't know if you remember this, but they actually called back from retirement their CEOs and other C-levels. Because never before was Google really, truly challenged that they may go out of business. So Google's initial response was to change the Google search and just to provide short answers without sending you to various websites. Well, as a consequence, website traffic plummeted. And what happened? Well, Google's revenues plummeted along the way because they make a lot of money by ad dollars. So Google has quietly taken the next step. Now, if you go into Google, you type in any query, you might get a reply called AI Overview. This is an answer generated by Google's own internal AI. They're calling it Google Magi. After a year and a half of nonstop work, Google says that it is better than ChatGPT. More importantly, these answers are not coming from Google's disgraceful woke chatbot, Gemini. But as always, make sure that you check Google's answers very, very carefully. Moving on to number two, let's talk about Tesla. Just when Tesla thought that things couldn't possibly get worse, they did. All Tesla's Cybertruck deliveries were completely halted. And if you already own one, they're saying don't drive it. Now, you might go back 3 years ago when Tesla could literally do no wrong. Its stock was sky high, over $400 a share. Everyone loved the cars until they found out what owning an EV was really all about, and then sales plummeted. Well, the stock is down to just over $150 with no bottom in sight. 14,000 employees have been laid off. And so far this year, owners are also reporting that the truck's accelerator is going to stick in the full speed position on the Cybertruck, being called a fatal flaw. So that's why all the deliveries have been stopped. I fully expect a recall. So if you do own one, keep it off the road. Your life may depend on it. Moving on to number three, it's far too easy for your teens to receive and send nude photos and videos, and that immature decision can come back to haunt them. Talking about anguish, humiliation, financial blackmail. It's actually illegal to send nude photos of minors. But with AI, those photos can be manipulated to make the person seem like they're doing far more than whatever they were doing when the photo was taken. Now, even though it's a big part of the problem, Instagram wants you to believe that it has the answer to solve everything. Users who receive nude images will see a pop-up explaining how to block the sender or to report the chat. Now, those who attempt to send a nude via direct messages are going to be advised to be cautious. Cautious, yes. Once again, social media tries to come off as a good citizen when really it's the problem itself. Number four, it happened to me the other day when my phone rang. The caller ID said the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. Here's what happened. The caller claimed to be from the Federal Trade Commission, but he wasn't. The name he gave me, though, was a real FTC employee. So when I Googled the name, a real employee popped up. Now, this scammer said, I owed the FTC a fine. I'm going to be arrested if I don't pay the fine. And get this, I should actually go buy two gold bars from Costco and take it to a local address. Well, I know it sounds far-fetched, but believe it or not, Americans are falling for this scam. When the average take when somebody does is around $7,000. Whoa. So if you're called, stay calm. The FTC is not going to call you. It cannot arrest you. It's not going to ask for gold or bitcoins or gift cards. So if you get a call like this, just ignore it. Don't engage the caller. And finally, this coming in at number five. Wow. You don't need me to tell you that we are living in a very strange time. For instance, we're now using online porn to measure human behavior during last week's solar eclipse. Yeah, a couple of things here. The world's largest online pornographic website, Pornhub, reports that during the solar eclipse, searches for anything regarding sex in the word eclipse skyrocketed by 6,700%. Whoa. Terms like eclipse sex, in other words, I can't say here on the air, with the word eclipse were the top searches. What those people thought they might find, I don't know, anyone's guess. And in the path of totality, porn traffic plunged. Both the addicted, the curious, it seems, from Texas through Arkansas, Chicago, Ohio, up through New England, actually put down their phones, their iPads, their tablets, their TVs, whatever, to actually get up and go outside and watch the eclipse. Yes. All right, coming up. Oh my gosh, I have so much to share with you guys. I've got some great tips, like for example, how to find your car in a lost parking lot. I know it happens, especially if you park your car and you go on a trip, then you forget where it is. We have a bunch of tips to organize your collections. I'm talking about things that maybe you are handed down, say your grandfather's pipe or your grandma's favorite bakeware, whatever it may be. Or maybe it's a Yadro collection or a Hummel, whatever. Also, we've got a couple ways to avoid fake homelessness. You don't want to miss that. And then we have your phone calls and you have me, Kim Komando.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
How'd you like to win a brand new iPhone? Oh, yes, raise your hand if you'd like to win a brand new iPhone. Then you need to go to this special address, winfromkim.com. Once again, that's winfromkim.com. That's where I'm giving away a $1,000 iPhone. You are just going to love it. I'm telling you. Yes, even if you have an iPhone, maybe if you want a new one, you want to gift somebody an iPhone because you're just tired of dealing with those green bubbles, you know what I'm talking about. Head over to winfromkim.com. Once again, that's winfromkim.com. Now, you might be sitting there saying, all right, what's the catch, Kim Komando? I mean, why are you giving away a brand new iPhone? Well, okay, let me be honest. There is a catch. You have to get one issue of my free newsletter. That's it. Just one issue of my free newsletter. You can unsubscribe anytime. Just one issue of my free newsletter. I mean, that's not a bad deal, okay? Once again, that's winfromkim.com. winfromkim.com. And that newsletter, by the way, even if you're already getting it, you can enter to win too. People ask me like, so if I already get the newsletter, can I enter? Yes, winfromkim.com, winfromkim.com. You're going to join 500,000 folks who get TechSmart every single day with our free newsletter called The Current. All right, 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. Just a quick reminder, if you're just too shy to come on the show, I get that. You can still drop me your questions by heading over to the website at komando.com. There's a link that says email Kim. And how about we get started with Robert in San Antonio, Texas? Hello there, Robert.
First of all, I want to say I enjoyed the new newsletter. And I got the tip today about just typing the math problem into the browser.
It works, right?
So what's, yeah, it works. It worked just fine. What's 40% of 50 is 20? Well, I knew the answer, but so did it got, I don't know, 1.3 million replies in 0.3 seconds. So that was fine.
Well, you know, here's the deal, Robert, is that it can probably do math just a little bit faster than you. Just a little tiny bit.
Yeah, yeah. I can do a little bit mentally, but, you know, I've become dependent on the calculator.
We all have.
Most people do. But here's my question. My question is, I have a 55-year high school reunion coming up in about 2 years, and I've got a 100-and-some-odd names that I need to track down to get invitations. So I have 104 confirmed email addresses. I've got another 105 that may or may not be accurate. So I'm seeing if you can help me cut any corners. I don't really want to get into the mode of a bunch of trial subscriptions.
Yeah.
They send my credit cards out there all over the place, and I don't know if they're going to automatically renew or not. That's a lot. It's a management nightmare.
Okay, so now you're in charge of the high school reunion.
Well, I'm just compiling the Excel spreadsheet with all the names on it, and then I send out the email notifications. I'm not the champion of the.
Okay. All right. So
we've got a committee for that.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So let's talk about how to find people's email addresses that you only know their first and last name. And there are various places where you can actually do this. Number one, of course, social media, right? And so what I would encourage you to do is to set up a Facebook group page just for your reunion, and you can make it private, invitation only. And then you start asking other classmates to join in. And that also becomes a great place for you to say, hey, you know, whatever happened to Ann Smith? And does anybody know anything? You know, what's her maiden? You know, who does she marry? Is there a different name that we should be trying to find? Then other people can kind of collaborate with you. So you're not just operating in a vacuum. Follow my drift? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, we have a Facebook page, but the question of do you know where these people are has never been raised.
Oh, well, see, there you go. That's why you called me. Okay. So we can kind of work through this.
Nobody ever thought of it. Yeah.
And then, of course, don't forget LinkedIn. That's always a good place to track somebody down. Now, let's say after you do all this, you are still like saying, oh, you know, we still have like 50 to 25 people that we're still looking for. What you can do, and this gets a little bit creative, is that you fire up a website and then you put their names in a list saying we are looking for these people to participate in our high school reunion. And then you do a contact us form. And then, of course, you're going to put a captcha there. So this way the bots don't jump in and they just cause all kinds of havoc. Okay. But the whole idea behind this is that so many people will do an ego search, meaning that they're going to go to Google and they're going to type in their own name. And when they type in their own name, is that your page is going to pop up saying, we are looking for you. And they'll be like, oh, wow, this is so great. Okay. Now, you mentioned people search sites and you don't want to give your credit card. And I don't blame you because it's always like, I don't know, they give you a little bit of information. Then they say, okay, for more, you need to pay us a monthly fee, another monthly fee. And you're like, oh, gosh, you know, I'm just looking for names. There is one search site that I recommend that you can look at for free, but I also recommend that you get yourself off of this site as well. Okay. So it's a double-edged sword. And it's called Family Tree Now. Again, that's familytreenow.com. And it's set up as a family tree, but you'll be shocked at the amount of information that you can find out about yourself and anybody else out there. And like up to and including not just their home address, but maybe even their cell phone number, their landline, people that they're related to, kids, how old they are, their parents. I mean, it just goes on and on. Now, in case you want to opt out of that database, which I recommend that you do, we've got the opt-out instructions over at commando.com. So just search at commando.com, say opt out family tree now. But, you know, pose that question in the Facebook group, you know, set up a website. Then there are also all the other organizations that will help you do a family reunion. That's why I was thinking maybe if you were in charge of it, you can use websites like Alumni Class, Class Creator, Eventbrite. And those are some ways that you could actually set up a high school reunion website that will make life a heck of a lot easier. Now, if you need any other help afterwards, just know I'm your go-to gal. Just give me a call back here, Robert. I just am always, always here for you guys. All right, let's see who's next. Ricky in Wilmington, South Carolina. Hi there, Ricky.
don't really have a huge dilemma, but I would like to remote in to my work computer when I'm on vacation. I know I'm supposed to take it easy.
I was just going to say, what part of like work computer and vacation? It's not supposed to be in the same sentence, okay?
I know it. But sometimes it's peace of mind just to be able to check in briefly. And I have a wonderful assistant who occasionally has to miss work because she has a non-speaking autistic daughter. Mm-hmm. And she wants to do the same thing. She wants to be able to stay current with what she's doing and not miss as many hours as she has to sometimes. So do you know of any safe, secure options for remoting in?
Well, for sure, because we have on staff, I like to refer to him as our IT genius, John. Okay, John is amazing.
Hello.
Okay, everybody should have John in their lives. I mean, he's just, you know, he's kind, he's patient. And, you know, unlike a lot of IT people, I'm going to use very general terms. Don't get mad at me. If you're in IT, I mean, I'm a geek of the week too, so I can say this, is that a lot of IT folks, they don't have good communication skills. You know what I mean? They can be a bit of abrupt in their conversations. Okay.
Exactly.
So when John uses something in particular, I'm always like, John, what are you using? And he's also very critical. So for John to decide and use a product, I'm like, okay, it must be really good. So there's one in particular that he uses for remote access, because when things are not working at my house, of course, I'm going to ask John to, you know, jump on and try to fix it. He also has to jump on, you know, certain team members here on their computers to make sure that, you know, they're all up to date and good things like that. He uses TeamViewer. And so TeamViewer can be configured for remote access. Some other things that you want to keep in mind is just because you're going to be using your email address for the remote access, just
right.
Be sure that that email address is super locked down, because
gotcha.
You want to make sure that they don't have access to other things, right? I mean, having access to your Gmail account is one thing, but having access to your work computer could really be a big disruptor on so many different levels, right? Okay.
Exactly. Yes.
So TeamViewer or AnyDesk, both are free programs, by the way, TeamViewer or AnyDesk. And now keep in mind, you're on vacation, so promise me you're going to have some drinks with little umbrellas.
You bet I will. You know it, Kim.
Right. Awesome. Well, thanks for your call today, Ricky, and have a great safe trip. You got it. Ricky, doesn't it make you want to sing that song, Ricky, Don't Lose My Number? I know. I won't sing it. I promise. I have the worst voice. All right. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about how to find your car when you lose it in a parking lot. I know it has happened to you. It has happened to me. I mean, you ever been in a massive parking garage after a vacation or maybe a concert or a shopping spree, just wandering around because you're like, I think I parked it over here. I'm almost positive. So here's how you find the lost car. First, check your phone's Bluetooth history. It logs when you disconnected your phone from your car, and it can actually give you an idea of where you parked your car. Now, let me tell you, it's not a GPS, but it might be enough to jog your memory. Next, if you haven't turned off location history in your Google account, your phone was tracking your movements. So here's what you need to do. You open Google Maps, tap on your profile, and then hit your timeline. Then go back to about when you parked your car. Boom, it's right there. Now, what about next time? Okay. Both Google and Apple Maps will let you mark a location when you park. Better yet, what you want to do is throw it in an Apple AirTag or a Tile Tracker in your car so that this way you never, ever lose it again. All right, so maybe somebody in your family has a collection. Maybe you have a collection of really important, valuable stuff. So what's the best way to organize it? I have that tip coming up that you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, there's a scam spreading like crazy. People are putting up fake home listings. I know. So I've got three ways to help you spot the fakes. And also we have tips on organizing those collections and more of your phone calls, as always. But before we go back to all your calls, let's talk about how to get better rest with your phone. Because when you sleep well at night, oh my gosh, the next day you're like, I can set the world on fire. But if you're struggling to doze off after scrolling, you're definitely not the only one. It turns out that blue light beaming from our screens, it really does mess with melatonin. Yeah, the hormone that helps us sleep. Now, some good news. Your phone has this really nifty sleep mode to help you out. If you have an iPhone, just head into your health app, hit sleep, and then turn on the sleep schedule. This is where you set your own ideal sleep times and a wind down period, maybe like 15 minutes or 20 minutes. Because after you do this, your phone is going to dim and quiet down as bedtime rolls in, creating this ambiance that will get you some rest. Now, if you're on Team Android, no worries, dig into your settings, but you're going to find digital well-being and parental controls. And there you're going to turn on bedtime mode. You can turn off notifications during nighttime. Plus, there's even a feature for cough and snore detection. I know what you're saying. I don't snore, Kim Commando. Oh, I bet you do. All right. Let's see. Teresa in Richmond, Virginia. Glad to have you with us.
My mom is 85 years old, and she's had macular degeneration for about 5 years now.
Okay.
But macular is an evil beast, and it's kind of winning the battle with her. And we've done a lot to help keep her in her home, keep her engaged with the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that we're stalled on is her computer keyboard.
Okay.
So mom likes to get up every morning and do a couple things. She likes to do Wordle. She likes to send email. And she likes to stalk Facebook.
That's great.
Okay. I know, right? But she can no longer see that keyboard. And so I've ordered quite a few different configurations and keyboards for her with different colors and all kinds of stuff. And nothing is working.
Have you tried, it's made by a company called Chester Creek.
You know, I looked at those the other day. I was not familiar with those, but I was just told about those the other day.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's, what I like about it is that each key on the keyboard is very big. It uses contrast. Yeah. I think each key is 1 inch square.
It is.
So that's where I would do that. I'd also start looking at maybe Zoom Text, some screen magnification software if you haven't already.
Yeah, we have. We've done a little of that, you know, and so the learning curve with mom is pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
For anything that's new.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I feel what we've done with other things in her home with her computer monitor was we've made it very large. Her television is very large. And so we were looking for a very large keyboard. And I think Chester Creek with the 1-inch keys may be that answer.
Yeah, you know, the other thing you might want to think about, Teresa, is buying her a nice big iPad.
Because
here's what I'm thinking, you know, a 12.9 inch iPad. Okay. Because what she can do, she can pull up Facebook, she can pull up Wordle, and she can pull up her email. And then when she wants to make it bigger, she can just move her fingers to make it as big as she needs it.
Okay.
And then because the iPad works vertically as well as horizontally, that when she's doing Wordle, she can keep it horizontally, and then she can make that as big as she wants, and then she can also touch the screen. So we don't have that where I'm looking from the screen, I'm looking onto a keyboard. So we're losing that transition. So she can just keep her vision focused right on the screen, and then, like I said, like, you know, just pull things apart. You know what I'm saying, right? Make it as big as she wants, and then she can, you know, you can buy her a stand where she can just put the iPad on a stand at eye level. And so it's not down by her on her lap. So I'm really thinking that if we could get her an iPad, I think that would probably be, you know, if you have one in the family, she could try it at least.
She has an old iPad now that she uses Kindle. She reads her Kindle books on. But it's old. It's probably 5 years old.
Is it? How big is it?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't think it's almost 13 inches.
Yeah,
I don't think it's that big.
Why don't you see if you can, you know, get her one of those. I think that's really I think that would be really fabulous for her, because then she can make it as big as she wants, and she can have it as close to her eyes and her face as need be. And the other thing too is that we're not worried about her clicking in the wrong spot and getting malware or scams or, you know, anything like that. I think if it were my mother, I'd go right down that path and tell her, you know what, you know, here's the keyboard. You know, you can try that if you want, but I really think that this is going to be the best solution for you. And Teresa, let me know what mom says. And if you want me to talk to mom, hey, I'm more than happy to do that too. And thanks for getting our newsletters. I totally love that you are. So what do you think of the newsletters, Teresa?
I really like them. I just started getting them probably a month ago. You know, I've been listening to you for 2 decades. When I married my husband, he was all into talk radio. And I'm like, talk radio? What are you talking about? And, you know, you were on. And I loved, we're both tech people. We retired from technology at a local university. And so we love everything that you present and say and share with us, because we learn so much from you.
Oh, thank you, Teresa. Thank you. Because I'm interested in the newsletters, because this is like my pet project. Because it's my baby, you know, and
so I'll tell you this, Kim. So today you sent the joke about something like a wave, whatever the joke was. Of course, I didn't get it. So my husband came in and I shared the joke with him, and he immediately said Wi-Fi or Bluetooth.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, you're a genius. You're a genius. So he got the joke right away, and I would have been sitting here for the next 20 years trying to figure out the joke. Well, for the riddle.
Well, I'm sure that there are things that you do much better than he does, and that's why you guys have been married a long time. Teresa, thank you so much for your kind words. And if you're not getting the newsletter, once again, sign up over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. All right, let's talk about collections. We all have them, or we know somebody in our family who does. Talking about maybe your grandfather's old rifle, your grandmother's wedding dress. What about all those old family photos? They're just precious heirlooms that really, they just contain stories just worth preserving for future generations. But how do you do this? Okay, there are several ways to protect and document family treasures, but you really need the right app. Now, one option is to use Thingiology. I know, I didn't name it. It's kind of a funny name, huh? It's a digital inventory system that allows you to capture images of family heirlooms, like your grandfather's old pipe, along with a description, and then the story behind each item. It's just super neat. Now, for organizing and managing photographs, that's where you want to use Tropy. It's software developed by George Mason University. It's free to use, and it lets you add metadata, tags, and annotations to your images, making them just easily searchable and well-organized. Again, the names of these apps, Thingiology and Tropy. All right, still to come, fake real estate listings are popping up like crazy online. I'm going to tell you how to stop the fakes, as well as we have more of your great phone calls you don't want to miss here on The Kim Commando Show.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, if you have not already, make sure that you enter to win over at winfromkim.com, because I'm going to be giving away a $1,000 iPhone. Oh my gosh, yes, that's winfromkim.com, winfromkim.com. And speaking of winning stuff, I'll tell you, you are a real winner if you get my newsletter every single day. And by entering for the iPhone giveaway, you are going to be signed up. But you only have to try one issue. That's all. Winfromkim.com, winfromkim.com. All right, Jeffrey in Salem, Oregon. Hi there, Jeffrey.
I have a question, two questions that are related.
Okay.
I've had my identity stolen, and I've had some credit cards ripped off, and I've had one of my emails hacked and used for nefarious purposes. And I'd like to know, one, is there additional things that I can do to protect my information and my identity on the internet when I go on the computer? And number two is, do email addresses live forever, or can they be gotten rid of?
Well, let's talk about number one. How are you going online, and what type of tools are you using now to protect your privacy? Because you sound like you're really privacy focused. So you probably are using a certain amount of tools at this point, I would guess.
Yes. Number one is, and I know you're going to hate to hear this, but I don't do any social media.
That's all right.
And ironically, my son works in social media advertising, so he's not happy about it either. Anyway, I use a VPN that is recommended by you. In fact, I use it because it was recommended by you.
Well, thank you. ExpressVPN.
Yes, that's correct. I use the Safari private page for searching. I block cookies. That's a Safari function. And my search engine is DuckDuckGo.
Okay. What kind of phone do you have?
I have a i14 Pro.
Okay. And then are you using a MacBook with it or iMac?
I have an iPad and I have a Mac, a desktop.
So you're just an Apple guy.
Yeah, my desk is pays homage to Steve Jobs.
You know what? I have to tell you, mine is too, right? It is. And, you know, and I have people over the years, they say, oh, you know, you only talk about Apple computers because they advertise with you. I'm like, they have never advertised with me. I wish that they would. If you know somebody in Cupertino, send them my way. You know, we have bills to pay too, but it's just, you know, it's just easier. Once you get in that Apple ecosystem, it's hard to get out. Let me ask you a question. Generation Z coming up, what do you think the percentage is of Gen Zers who use iPhones?
Oh, boy. It's over 50%.
90%.
Wow.
I mean, 90%. Wouldn't you just love to have a product that 90% of Gen Zers would just, be crazy, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's just, and they look down on anybody who doesn't have an iPhone. So
I can understand that.
You know, a couple of things you can do. Number one, you know, you're using Safari, you're blocking cookies, you got a VPN, you're using DuckDuckGo versus Google, you're using private pages. I mean, you know, all of this takes discipline. It does. Because it's a lot easier just to go willy-nilly and say, okay, well, they got my data. What else am I going to do about it, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you mentioned that your son's in advertising. He probably also wouldn't like you to go into your settings and then go into privacy and advertising and then limit the ad tracking. Okay, so
I've actually already done that.
Okay, and then you can also manage your location services, yeah. Use a password manager, use, you know, at your home Wi-Fi. Make sure you have your Wi-Fi locked down and then have a guest network for everything else. Mm-hmm. Instead of using iMessage, nobody's ever wanted. I don't know if you're going to want to do this, but you could use Signal. And never go on public Wi-Fi. Always keep your iOS updated. And, you know, but it's a lot of work. It is. In just trying to just manage everywhere that you go. Of course, you're going to get into your Google settings and your other account settings and maybe pull some of that data back. You can erase your profiles there. You know, I've been talking a little bit about Consumer Reports has this app called Permission Slip. Wrote about it inside our free newsletters. Also had one of the developers with it. And that's where you can say you just download this app and then it will remove your data from these various data broker sites, because that's a whole nother kimono, right? Because all your data is for sale and that's how they make money. And that's how come all these people's search sites pop up. But so you have to go to like the beginning of the pyramid, which is the data broker sites itself with names that nobody ever knows. And so that's where you can start removing some of your data. But you know, you got a lot going on. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why are you doing all this?
Because I value my privacy, and also I do all of my financial stuff online.
Okay. We get that.
I'm paranoid, I guess.
Well, you know, paranoid. You know, it's that, you know, bad things happen, right? And, you know, and a lot of the scams that are coming in now are through social engineering. We have deep fake voice, deep fake videos, obviously, are going to be a big problem as we go into the elections. It seems to me as if we get one type of scam, then there's always another one and another one and another one, right? And so that's why it's always important that you just are super careful wherever you click, whatever you enter into some type of form on a website, you get a text message. It sounds like your grandchild or your child calling you and they're telling you that they've been kidnapped and they need to an Amazon gift card for $500 to give, you know, there's just so many scams out there. It's hard to keep up. But, you know, you're doing a lot of good stuff, Jeffrey. I know you had a second question, but unfortunately we're running out of time about deleting your email address. We're going to go ahead and give you those steps via email. We'll send them off to you so you can go ahead and just remove your email address, because yes, you can do that. And then you can just say goodbye to that email address and never use it again. Jeffrey, thank you for your call. Boy, doesn't it seem like there's just another scam every time you turn around? Just a complete nightmare. You know, if you have any older adults in your family, they are especially susceptible for getting these fake phone calls and emails and text messages. So you might want to pass along these scam alerts as we do here on the show and also within our newsletters, because again, they are the most vulnerable and they are just seems to be more easily taken than younger generations. So again, just want to keep them on the know. Just a quick reminder, if you want to get the Kim Komando Show as a commercial-free podcast, which I would love for you to do, really, head over to Apple Podcasts and search for Kim Komando Show. Also on Spotify, there's Kim Komando Show. And you can also get it as a perk of your membership over inside the Kim Komando community that you can sign up at komando.com. And again, that's all commercial-free. And we also have a Monday through Friday podcast called Kim Komando Today, which is not the show. It's a whole completely different, I guess, presentation, I guess you'd say, and program. It's called Kim Komando Today. You can get that wherever you get your podcasts, as well as we actually do the video live Monday, Wednesday, Friday over at youtube.com/Kim Komando. All right. If you're on the hunt for a new place to call home, I want you to be super careful, because fraudsters are rampant using real estate website listings to trick you into handing over your hard-earned cash. Now, the worst part, if they get you, you're left without your money and a home at the end of it. So here's how it happens. You find a house, it looks great online, but don't dive into it head first. You know, I want you to give that ad a good hard look. See a price that's way lower than other houses in the area. Yeah, it's probably too good to be true. Now, what about the photos or lack of? If they're blurry or non-existent, something's really fishy. Already in touch with a real estate agent, see if they're trying to rush you through the process. They want any personal info or cash without all the usual steps. That's a no-go. You want to run. Don't walk away. All right, here's the deal. Make sure that you enter to win that iPhone at winfromkim.com. That's winfromkim.com. Hey, thanks for listening. Just a reminder, you can get this hour as well as all 3 hours of the Kim Komando Show. For Team Apple, you want to head over to Apple Podcasts and search for Kim Komando Show and then hit the big old subscribe button. Now, if you're on Team Android, listen as part of the Komando community and just head over to community.komando.com. That's community.komando.com. And thanks for being here.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.